Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we were talking about this yesterday. You know those things you can't help repeating? Normally off the TV or off your computer. Like, if it comes on TV, you do it back. Or herbal essences. You do it, don't you? I found myself doing this yesterday. The one that doesn't speak started this off. Every time he shuts down his computer, it does this, and he has to go back. And now I found myself doing that last night. Don't worry, by the way, if you are doing some work at the moment on your PC, it's not shut down and not saved your work, all right? Let me just point that out.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Hi, Lloyd.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm very good. I got your email.
Good stuff.
So this is your daughter, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What's her name?
Skylar.
Okay, and how old is she?
She'll be 3 in October.
And you sent me a little video, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Tell us what it is she does.
Well, we're having a barbecue last night, and I keep hearing it on the radio, so I was saying it last night. So, she just toddled off and she started saying it herself.
What?
Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, what's occurring?
Well, so you're saying it at the barbecue, and then your two and a half year old daughter starts repeating it.
Yeah, and she kept saying it over and over, so I took a video of it.
I've got it here now.
Oh, what's occurring?
Ah. So does she say it all the time now?
Yeah, and she started answering herself as well. After she says, well, what's occurring, she goes, I don't know.
Oh, what's occurring?
This is going to drive you mad eventually, isn't it?
It already is.
Oh, what's occurring?
Thanks for the video, though.
No worries, only a pleasure.
Also, you know Nessa in the series is going to have a baby.
Really?
Yeah, I think Skylar could get the part right here. I imagine.
You reckon?
Well, yeah, the baby pops out.
Oh.
First thing she says, yeah.
Oh, what's occurring?
That'll be a result.
Get her an agent and we can try and sort it out.
As long as I can be the agent.
Or I will be. That's fine. It's 15%.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
15%.
Uh-huh.
That's a done deal.
All right, cool.
Oh, what's occurring?
And then we could have the baby version.
Oh, what's occurring?
Speak to you later, Lloyd.
Thanks a lot, Scott. Take care.
Podcast.
Right, it's all very strange so far. Hello.
Hello, Scott. Oh, my God.
Okay, hello.
The shutdown noise that you just played. I'm working on a really important spreadsheet, and I thought I'd lost it.
Right.
It's all your fault.
What's your name?
It's Becky from Leicester.
Hi, Becky. So you're working on a big load of projects right now, are you?
I'm working on a really big project, and you just really made me panic.
Right, sorry.
Yeah, you should be sorry.
All right. Stop with the Windows noise. It makes me panic and save my work whenever I hear it. I love you, though, Scott, from Adam in Leeds. It's true, though.
Now you've finished, it is funny.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I won't play again because I know that it's... people are kind of wetting themselves and throwing their laptops across rooms at the moment, so I won't do it. All right.
Okay.
Okay, I love you. Do you
love
do
you.
The? Do you do?
Sometimes.
Okay.
On Fridays.
What? On Fridays, you just repeat it back.
Yeah, because it's the end of the week.
All right. So you give yourself a as a bit of a treat, do you?
Yeah, as a bit of like you can go home for the weekend now.
All right. When the Churchill ad comes on the TV, do you go? Oh yes.
No, I don't like the Churchill dog.
Okay. Do you, when it goes herbal, do you go essences?
Yes.
Do you?
That's so sad.
What
Stop
about...
asking me these questions. You're making me sound awful.
Okay, what about Take Care, Garnier? Do you do that one?
No, I don't like that one.
Right. But you do the other one?
Yes.
Herbal.
I do the one.
Okay, wicked. We're not alone then.
You're not alone.
Can I just say...
Yeah.
Hello, Moto.
Hello, Moto.
You do that one as well, don't you?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
Now, I don't often read Moby's blog, but it's particularly good over the last few days. And this is the kind of thing that I would actually do. Does anyone, when they're on a long flight on a plane, take, you know, like those sleeping tablets just so you get a decent sleep on the plane? Because it's really hard to sleep on planes, isn't it? So you take a pill to go to sleep and then wake up, you know, like 6, 7, 8 hours later feeling better than you would. Now, someone did this. A woman was sat next to Moby, quite a respectable kind of middle-aged, maybe a bit like a businesswoman. And this is on his blog at the moment. So they're on the plane. She sat next to him, takes a couple of pills, falls asleep. Then about an hour and a half later, wakes up, a little bit groggy, and goes to Moby. I like your glasses. I really want to try on your glasses. So Moby's like, okay, right, yeah, you can try on my glasses. Tries them on. And then she hands the glasses back and then farts really loudly and then just goes back to sleep again. I would do that. And at the end of the long flight, like wakes up like 10 hours later, takes off a little sleeping mask or whatever. Morning, everybody. Morning. No idea what happened at all.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Tracy.
Hello.
You all right?
I'm well, thank you.
Have you done that weird thing in your sleep?
I did, yeah. I was on a flight last year to India.
Did you take the sleeping pills like that lady next
no,
to Moby?
I didn't. I didn't even need those. I can sleep absolutely anywhere, so I'm quite lucky.
Right.
I just went into really, really deep sleep, knowing that I had to go to work the next day and be all alert and wakeful. Just crashed out, laid the bed thing back, and halfway through the night, I just did one of those big jump things that you do. You sort of go whoosh. And as I did that, my hand whacked out and it hit the chap that was lying next to me. And he just looked really horrified and upset and scared.
It's one of those involuntary things
it
that
was,
you do.
Yeah, you know, when you think you're going to fall off a cliff or something, that type of thing.
Or like if you're in a really boring work meeting and like you start to nod off because the room's quite warm and you're like, And I was like, you're okay. Yes, I'm fine. I'm fine. Thanks. Fine. That's not good on a plane, though.
Not the best thing on a plane, though.
I seem to remember as well, Moyles, a while ago, he's really scared of flying, and he took some sleeping pills before going on a plane. But I think the plane was only going to Belfast or something. So that's like an hour or less journey. So by the time he landed, they just started to kick in. Don't ever take them on like a really short flight. That's not a good look. Because like, you can't wake up. He was trying to get off the plane. He was like, oh, God. I love you, Tracy.
I love you too.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
See, I'm not alone now because Westwood's here.
Oh,
thank
so
God for that.
Big.
Everyone's just left me today. I don't know what's going on. So I'm glad
for you, baby.
I'm
you know
glad
me.
That you came in.
We got love for you, kid.
You know, it's just like Becky's gone on a course, whatever that means.
It's better without Becky. I never liked her.
No.
She was just extra. She's gone the way.
Yeah.
He wanted her.
Chappers is.
Chappers was unnecessary.
I
hated
think
so. Him. Hate Chappers.
Yeah.
I like the guy who says nothing.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
Well, who is he? He's not even here.
That's him.
Say something. Oh, don't bother.
No.
Who cares? We don't need to know you. Shut it.
Now, a lot of people have been commenting already about you doing the weather. Which
it's
is
important, babe, because it's pretty overcast right now. There's like a front coming in, a big front.
This is just a taster of what you can get right now at Radio 1 Online.
And welcome to the weather with Westwood.
It's really good. Go and have a look. Your phone's going off now.
Oh, sorry, I'm busy. I'm taking bookings.
Okay, right.
I'm doing deals.
Okay.
They need me down the weather centre.
It never stops, does it?
Yeah, it's raining out there and somebody needs to tell me what's happening.
Right, we'll
it's overcast. There's cloud. There's a cloud. There's a front coming in right now.
We'll talk more about
it. It's in the 30s. We're talking numbers. Big numbers. Straight sunblock material. I need to get my tan on! What's happening? There's a lot of moisture in the air!
Help me.
It's raining!
More on this Westwood weather thing in a minute. If you want to go and have a look, it's pretty special. bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Radio 1.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Tim.
Hi, Tim. Where are you?
Rossomoy.
What are you saying?
Well, I was on a flight to South Africa a couple of years back, and I fell asleep in between two strangers.
Did you take the pills or not?
No, I didn't. I'm just a heavy sleeper.
See, some people can just sleep on planes. I can't do it.
No, I can. I'm like a log.
I get that thing like every 5 minutes. Yeah, go on.
Well, the lady who I sat next to woke me up. Apparently I'd started cuddling her and I was feeling her breasts.
Oh, I've done that on a train before, actually.
I wouldn't have minded very much, but she was about 70-odd as well.
Well, yeah, but they'd also, when you touch people's breasts, whether you're asleep or not, they don't like it.
No, I think she liked it. Well, her husband definitely didn't like it.
Oh, her husband was there too, brilliant.
Yeah.
So what happened when you woke up, do you remember?
I just wiped the dribble off my chin and then had to apologise.
Carried on like a man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Went back to sleep.
Did you say, I'm really sorry I touched your breast?
No, I just fell straight back to sleep.
Excellent, okay. Did she actually just physically remove the hand from her?
I don't think she minded too much because she just nudged me and then looked to me and then...
Yeah, that's what they do. They nudge you like that. Huh.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Coming next, we have got Badly Bleeps TV with Hugh Stevens, who is playing the part of both Becky and Chopper today. Thanks, Hugh.
Hello.
Right.
Hello.
So what you do is... I play you these clips of these TV shows, very famous TV shows. You just tell me what the missing words are, okay?
Is it Celebrity Hider in the House with JK and Joel? That's a good one.
That's
brilliant.
It's good,
that.
Isn't it? Yeah. It's good. It's a good show. No, it's none of those are on it, but maybe we can do that for you next week.
Okay.
And you can play along at home, or if you're on your way home from work at the moment, let me know how many you got. 81199. First, we're going to Dragon's Den for this one. Right. See what the missing word is on Badly Bleeps TV.
What's going on? TV.
That's quite a short one, so I'll play it for you again.
What's going on? TV.
Ooh, it's tricky that, isn't it?
Yeah. Once more.
What's going on? TV.
Okay, I don't understand the words you're saying before or after the bleep. So,
I think he's saying, what's going on?
What's going on?
And then he says, have you something?
Beep. Okay, I'll go for live.
Live?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's going on?
It's a fake TV.
Oh.
What's going on?
It's a fake TV.
Fake CV.
Or fake
TV.
What's going on?
It's a fake TV.
It's fake TV.
Fake TV.
Hooray. Good, I got it right as well. I should know that because I know the answers. Anyway, that was wrong. More Dragon's Den next. That was a really hard one.
It was.
Very hard to hear.
I'm sorry.
I'm b***ing you and I'm sweating.
I'm sorry.
I'm b***ing you and I'm sweating.
What could the word be?
Embarrassing you and I'm sweating.
I'm sorry.
I'm b***ing you and I'm sweating.
Okay.
Rubbing.
Okay. Let's have just one answer, Hugh.
I'll go for rubbing.
Going for rubbing. Okay, I'm rubbing you and I'm sweating. Here we go.
I'm sorry.
I'm watching you and I'm sweating.
Oh, oh,
some people do that as well, so that's fair enough.
Yeah. More Dragon's Den next on Badly Bleep TV. Here we go.
And really, I've got pulled off my track. F***ing other business startups.
What could it be? Do you want it again?
Yes, please.
And really, I've got pulled off my track. F***ing other business startups.
Okay, robbing other business startups.
Robbing?
Yeah.
Okay, let me know how you're doing at home on 81199. Is the answer robbing?
Then really, I've got pulled off my track through helping other business startups.
Helping.
Oh. I'm too much of a pessimist.
The thing is, it does get easier as the weeks go on. You get to know the words more, but it's your first go.
Yeah, fine. That's good.
Now, here's Claire Balding from Radio 4. With some Badly Bleep TV and radio.
Well, I fear that a lot of you listening do your w***ing through the programme, or most likely you save it for your holidays.
So that's Claire Balding there. You can have it again if you want.
Yes, please.
Well, I fear that a lot of you listening do your w***ing through the programme, or most likely you save it for your holidays.
Okay, do your wobbling.
Wobbling?
Yeah, people wobble.
All right, through the holidays. Let's have a listen.
A lot of you listening do your walking through the programme.
Walking. Now, do you know a show called Weatherman Walking on BBC Wales?
Yeah, I think I do, with Derek Brockwing.
Yeah, he's a local legend, isn't he?
Yeah, massive in South Wales, massive in Wales.
Yeah. Right, this is Weatherman Walking. We did this one especially for you.
Thanks.
What's Derek saying?
Wonderful, isn't it? The c***. Wonderful, isn't it? The c***s.
It's either crops or clouds. I'll go for clouds.
Wonderful, isn't it? The colours.
Oh, colours.
Colours. He'd love that. He's brilliant, Derek. Big clouds over Cumbrian. All of that. It's great.
He's good. He was going to come along to Barry on Friday, but he couldn't make it.
His name's not Barry.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But he would have been allowed in because he's celeb.
It's a shame.
Right, this is a show on BBC Three, one of many that they have on there, dealing with cosmetic surgery. But what is the missing word on Badly Bleep TV?
I felt like sh**ing her and saying, what are you doing?
You can have it again.
I felt like sh**ing her and saying, what are you doing?
Okay, I felt like shaking her and saying, what are you doing?
I felt like sh**ing her.
Okay.
I felt like shaking her.
Yay!
Goodness for that.
Good one. Okay, now back to the cosmetic surgery on BBC Three.
Around one in five women don't just stop at one job, but go back to have more.
Can have it again if you like.
Yes, please.
Around one in five women don't just stop at one job, but go back to have more.
Am I allowed to say boob?
Yeah. Say whatever you want, Hugh.
I'm going to go for boob job.
Around one in five women don't just stop at one boob job,
yay!
But go back to have more.
See, he's in the zone now. He knows what he's doing. Two correct, Hugh. And
that's good.
One more, okay? This is from Newsnight Review.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight in Review, superheroes, star-crossed lovers, and dictators.
Can I have some more, Kirsty? Can I have some more?
Tonight in Review, superheroes, star-crossed lovers, and dictators.
Oh, man. I can't think. Obviously, I can, but I can't say it. So okay. It's tricky, isn't it? I'll go for flamethrowers.
So you think... Hang on.
Tonight in Review, superheroes, star-crossed lovers,
flamethrowers,
and dictators.
Could be. Okay. Go for it, Kirsty.
Tonight in Review, superheroes, star-crossed lovers, fakers, and dictators.
Fakers. But Hugh Stevens, at the end of that round of Badly Bleep TV, you scored 2 points.
It's not bad, is it?
It's all right, yeah. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio
1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.